Hello, everybody, and welcome into the Big Brother season finale for Big Brother 23's coverage here on NSFW. I am your host, Bobby Goodsby, as always, each and every week, and I'm joined by my co-host, Brent Wagamont. Brent, how you doing? How do you feel about this season?
I feel a lot better after America's Favorite Player just took place, let me tell you, because that was a hell of a finale to get through, and I don't mean in any sort of exciting way whatsoever. The excitement went out the window after the results of the part three of the final HOH, and it was just a total snooze fest. I think even once they reunited everybody, it was a total snooze fest. And then, of course, Julie brought up the Kyland and Xavier thing only to immediately shut it down, which I don't understand why she brought it up. If she was just going to shut it down because she knew that they had some things to get out. So what the hell? But you know what? It's like I always say, it's how they stick the landing. And Xavier was a worthy winner. And to watch Tiffany get America's Favorite Player when, and by the way, I knew she won America's Favorite Player when X got to be the first person to look at the card when Julie opened it. And you saw the look on his face was like, really? Like if it had been Derek X, he'd been like, okay, yeah. But like the fact that he was like, I was like, oh girl, Tiffany won. And then she did. So yes, Tiffany won. Did it. That was fucking social media. I swear to God, that was literally all of us, all of the people in the Big Brother BB Twitter streets out there, you know, and the alumni. The alumni really got on board talking about Tiffany, Trent, you know, Janelle, all the other I just remember Janelle because I remember her talking about it. But like a lot of other alumni really talking about Tiffany as the America's Favorite Player. And really it was just enough to get her over the finish line over Derek X, who would have been a worthy America's Favorite Player, but we wanted it to be Tiffany, and we got it.
Yeah, 100%. Like, definitely, Tiffany won tonight the America's Favorite Player strictly off the social media vote. Like, if it weren't for that, honestly, I don't think she would have won. I think it would have been hands down Derek X, because I think if the casuals had their way, Derek X, you know, who is a fan favorite, especially to the casuals, they would have been all over that win. And we saw it. Those were the top two. It came down to, you know, very few votes, I believe I heard Julie say. So the fact that we see Tiffany win is a great cap for the season. We have X, just like you said, a very worthy winner. You know, some people may argue, oh, you know, he slept through a lot of the season. Honestly, he played a phenomenal game, especially down the stretch. He's definitely a worthy winner. Hey, if we're going to have him over Derek F as our winner at the final two, I will take that hands down. I'm not saying Derek F ever had a chance. I'm just saying, thank God it was Xavier and people weren't bitter towards him. So let's get into this. Brent, where do you want to start?
I mean, let's see. Where do we want to start? I feel like let's start at the very beginning. Let's start at the beginning, because we, like all of us, spent the entire week talking about what was Azza going to do, that Big D blew his chances to get a guaranteed final two spot by being shitty with Azza. And And you know, it didn't matter in the end, because she missed the first question, and from there she was behind the entire time. And you know what made it even worse, and I wish they would find a way to stop this from happening, that like literally Big Brother, it's the last competition of the season, and you can't find something more interesting than them having to literally go over there and pick the card up so we can see it before it's even revealed. Like, that was frustrating. Like, why can't they have like a wheel that you have to turn and then reveal at the same time? Like, Julie started reading those questions, or the announcer guy or whatever, and like halfway through the question, X would go to his board and grab a thing. So you're like, number one, he's sure of the answer. Number two, that's the right answer. So you're constantly seeing, is Azza going to match X? Is Azza going to match him? And it was just it was a total snooze fest. Then of course he wins, and we all know what he's going to do. And Azza wasn't even bitter, which, you know, that's what made last season so amazing, because Nicole was so bitter going out the door, but Azza being Azza wasn't even bitter about it. And it just, we knew where the night was headed. And all of a sudden I looked at the clock and I realized that I think they just did their final speeches and we still have an hour to go. Like, how did that happen? Yeah. Of all the finales to get 2 hours, I don't know how we filled it, because I really don't, because that was really tough to watch in parts. I know a lot of people dozed off. Obviously, it was historic having the first black winner. I don't want to minimize that. Let's talk about that. I think that's probably what we should lead with, is the fact that we have the first African-American winner, the first black winner of Big Brother in proper Big Brother. Obviously, Celebrity Big Brother, we have an African-American winner, but proper Big Brother, Xavier is the first person in 23 seasons to win, and he won going away 9-0. You love to see it. I'm so happy that Big D didn't even get one pity vote from... I thought he would get a bitter vote from Kyland, or I thought he could get a pity vote from Azza or Brittany, but none of those things happened, and it was a 9-0 vote. So, yeah.
Yeah, I was... what a phenomenal winner we have, too. Honestly, I just think that for the first African-American winner on our television screens for Big Brother, I think this is such a great representative of that, you know, that title. And I'm so happy that X won. Obviously, would have loved to see Tiffany there, would have liked to see, you know, Chada there. But at the same time, I cannot complain with what X did in this game. He was very composed. He did what he had to do. He won when he had to win. And he did it while keeping the jury and the people he voted out on his side. No one had hard feelings towards X. You see this in the, you know, unanimous vote to win. So to see him win going away, no problem against Derek F., it was just a great thing to see for our first African-American winner of Big Brother. And it's crazy that it took 23 seasons to get here, but I'm glad we did. You know, I'm glad we're here now.
I'm glad the cookout accomplished their goals, because this was their goal. I'm going stream of consciousness here, and I'm sure that I'm going to forget some stuff and we'll come back and pick it up. But the one thing that really pissed me off tonight the most was that Tiffany, when they got to Tiffany and they were asking Tiffany about stuff, you know, after the voting had already been locked in and whatnot, and they asked her, you know, how did you play the game? What were you thinking? And she was like, well, she asked her how hard it was to keep the cookout together. She said, not hard at all. I knew we could do it. She's like, but then she's like, starts talking about the fact that she almost went off the mission. And she's like, I'm glad I had people around me. And I'm like, girl, you were giving them ammunition. Like you did not go off the mission. We saw it. We know what happened. Like, it's almost like she's been gaslit into believing that she did go off the mission. Are you guys with me in the chat? Like she did not go off the mission. Xavier was the only person who determined that Xavier or somebody should win HOH. Kylan should win HOH and target Claire. He was the one who decided that back in at the final eight. Nobody else went along with that. Like nobody else. Kylan wouldn't drop. When he was supposed to, it was supposed to be Azza who was going to win HOH and nominate Claire, but Kylan wouldn't drop. That's why Tiffany had to hold on. It was a whole mess. And then Tiffany did what she needed to do. She didn't even hesitate to put Claire up on the block. She really didn't. I was hoping that she would have, but she didn't. She didn't hesitate to put Claire up on the block once Alyssa won the veto. And it was, like, the things that Xavier said tonight about how he purposely let Derek X win to target the Kings, I don't remember it that way. I really don't, because Xavier was pissed that he was losing Christian. In fact, he fought like hell to keep Christian in the house. Do we not remember this? Do y'all remember this? I know I do. He was lying through his teeth. That didn't happen. So he's taking credit for things that he clearly didn't do, but obviously the jury bought it and they awarded him the 9-0 vote. So I think that Xavier it's exactly what happened tonight. And I tweeted about this, how when he was literally standing there shaving, he's got shaving cream all over his face, and all of a sudden, the final two relationship between Azza and Big D totally disintegrates. And what did Xavier do to make that happen? Nothing.
Yeah.
He did nothing to make that happen. He was going to be taken to the final two no matter what tonight. He was going to win tonight, most likely, no matter what tonight. And what did he do to make that happen? Literally nothing. He did nothing. And it just frustrates me that so many times the winner of this season just was like, he's like the golden goose. It just stuff falls in his lap and or people are protecting him and he has no fucking clue. I know once he gets out of the house, podcasters are going to interview him and let him in on the fact that you weren't as well protected as you thought you were. And it was only because of Tiffany and her work in the cookout that your ass wasn't up on the block. But he just thinks he was set the whole time. And that, I'm sorry, that just was not the case.
Yeah, absolutely. I feel like he might have... It's so funny. For someone that didn't miss a question on the Part 3 HOH competition and absolutely crushed it, how he can misremember exact, you know, details that happened in his own game. Now, he might have just been saying that to say it. He might have been trying to, you know, hype up his own game. But I agree with you. I find it funny that he says that he allowed Derek to win that HOH to nominate a king when we all know that's absolutely not what happened.
That's not what happened. Yeah. That's a lie. Yeah.
As far as Tiffany goes, you know, just such a great thing to see her win America's Favorite Player. We got into that. But when you're talking about how she said that she almost deviated from the mission, I took that as she maybe thought of it in her head to keep Claire in that situation and get rid of someone else from the cookout. But she just never went through with it. But we never saw that on the feed.
Maybe Kim Matina points out in the chat that maybe that's not what she's talking about. It's when her and Azza had a falling out, and maybe she was thinking about deviating from it then, when she was thinking about going with Claire and Derek X and that whole thing. You know, she was thinking about going with that particular way rather than going with the cookout. And then she obviously, you know, backtracked and decided against it. We know that. But like, it does frustrate me though, because she's the whole thing is that Xavier and DF and Kylan have been saying that Tiffany was selfish. That was what Kylan said in all of his interviews, that Tiffany was selfish. She put her own interests ahead of the cookouts. And bitch, from where I'm sitting, that did not happen. That just did not happen. And so I'm sort of frustrated that she's sort of been gaslit into thinking that she did that, because she didn't. Mm-hmm. And even if she did, there's nothing wrong with that. She's here to play the fucking game of Big Brother. And I don't know. I didn't like that. Did not sit well with me. And I know that social media will rectify that in the days after, once everybody gets their phones back. If there's anything else to be happy about tonight, besides the fact that Tiffany won America's Favorite Player, it's that Kylan and Big D are getting their phones back tonight. So that's fun.
Now, I do want to say this too. Early in the episode, we talked about it a little bit, how Big D still has the mindset, even though he won nothing the entire season, still has the mindset that he carried Azza. And the fact
how?
That he pushed that agenda to her and was so convinced that he's the one who carried her there. What? There was one time you offered to throw yourself on the block so that Azza didn't go up?
Cool. When you had what six locked votes. Okay, yeah. I know.
What else did you do, dude?
Oh, wow. What a hero.
Nothing.
So yeah, I know, right?
To hear him continue to push that point and be so close-minded to the effect of her doing anything, you know, winning HOH, it's just like, it's mind-boggling to me. And honestly, I know that he's, you know, somewhat of a recruit, and he's someone who is such a delusional person in a lot of different aspects that he just has it in his head that this is how it happened. But it's so frustrating to see, especially in a game where you want to keep the people close to you as close as possible. He was almost not even playing for second place at that point. Like, even in his head, he thought he was going to be the winner if he ever went up against Azza at the final two. And he was still arguing with her and forcing her not to want to take him, which is just mind-boggling to me. If you think you're the winner against her,
I know, he should have had to pay for that. He really should have. That's the thing that made me frustrated about Azza not winning the final HOH, because I had a feeling she was going to take Xavier, because that's what her heart wanted her to do. And you know what? I wouldn't have been mad about that, because Xavier would have been a worthy winner. Azza would have been a worthy runner-up, and Big D gets no money. Like, we all win, and then Tiffany wins America's Favorite Player. I mean, like, it doesn't get any better than this. But unfortunately, she didn't win, and that was definitely frustrating. I would like to address in the chat, because the chat has some things to say, that Faduma Muhammad says, and who do you think pushed that narrative about, you know, Xavier, Tiffany being selfish and all that? Xavier did acknowledge that, Brent. I'll acknowledge that he pushed it, but I will also acknowledge the fact that he did not do that strategically, because he actually believes it. It's like, he believes in his heart of hearts that Tiffany was selfish and that she went against the plan. But bitch, that's not what happened. He's making that up in his head. He believes that that's what's happened, but it's not like it's strategy where he knows the truth and he's pushing another agenda. I cannot give him credit for that, okay? He is pushing the agenda that's in his head, which coincidentally aligns with the thing that's going to help him in the game. But again, it's not because he knows it's false. He's pushing it because he actually believes that, and there's a difference when you're talking game.
Yeah, absolutely. I just can't get over the fact that you think you're going to win against Azza in the final two, yet you're pushing her away and making her not want to take you to the final two where you already think you're going to win. Like anyone else in the house, they would just be saying, oh, Azza, you played a phenomenal game. Like, I don't think I can beat you.
It was bizarre.
This is what you deserve the win, and you just take me. I'm happy with second place. That's how you're supposed to do it. Not what he did. And I'm pissed that it didn't work out that way where we would have seen him get the boot. But I couldn't believe the mindset that I was seeing in the finale.
Yeah, I know. I mean, that's how it's been all season with him though, right? Like he constantly was saved by the cookout and like other people's machinations, like Tiffany and Shada, when he really wasn't doing anything. Like he continuously takes credit for, you know, but again, his I'm talking about Big D. His answers were word salad, bitch. It was word salad for answers, okay? Because he was going up there saying, well, you know, I had this, and this, and chicky, chicky, this, and I was doing this with this HOH and making them like think about this, and this. And I'm like, girl, you didn't do any of that. Like, that's just things you can say to fill a sentence. Like, I had this HOH's ear. Now, okay, real T, did he talk to every HOH? Probably. He probably said something to every HOH pre-jury and said something to him. Like, hey, don't target me. Okay. You might want to put this person up. Okay. But was he the person who caused that to happen? No. He was not the person who caused that to happen. Yep. He couldn't even stop his own team from being targeted at various points, for God's sake. Girl. Stop. Like, I can't wait till real people, I'm hoping now that the game is over that they can really ask them some hard-hitting questions. I mean, I know how RHAP tends to be. Like, they don't really ask hard-hitting questions, but I'm hoping that Taryn can. You know, I'm just being real. I'm just being real. I'm not shading Taryn. I love Taryn. But, like, when I was there, like, I wanted them to push it a little further. Like, the game's over. Like, we're not kissing their. Why are we kissing their ass? Like, I mean, like, it's not like CBS is like cares anymore. Like, we're just talking to the contestants. Oh my god. Anyway, but like Sharon Tharp from I always forget where she's from. US Weekly, isn't that it? Yeah, she's from. Yes, she's gonna be there. She's gonna be asking questions. I know she's gonna ask Big D about how he carried Azza to the final two. Or final three. So yeah, I can't wait to see some people interview him, and I'm hoping everybody holds their feet to the fire.
Oh,
I really do. Yes,
absolutely. I'm still so bitter that Julie and the producers did not bash Derek F for how he does his vote to evict. You know,
that was one of the easiest things to do, and instead we spent it all on fucking secret jobs.
Oh my god,
Claire is something. She does something. I didn't. Well, what is that? Who cares? We don't care. Do we care? Sorry, Claire. Yeah. We don't care.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah. X was an attorney. Cool, man.
Whoopee! All knew it already. This isn't like fucking Derek Lavasa revealing he was a goddamn cop. This was so lame. We could have had some fun with Big D and his stupid voting confessionals, and we could have had some real fun if we would have let Kylan and X go at it a little bit by replaying the entire fight and letting the jury see what the fuck happened. I know they saw what happened in jury, but still, I wanted them to see it on the air. I wanted everybody to see it and then talk about it. We didn't fucking get it, which pissed me off.
100%. They should have lit his feet to the fire, like you said. They should have pursued it further. Now, the fact that he said he's gone back and watched it was interesting to me. I don't know if he watched it again in an interview or if the producers
sat him down. all of the votes are, whenever people are voted out, that's always given in the CD to the house guests to take with him. Like, they show the HOH competition, the veto competition, and then they show the veto ceremony and they show the vote. So the vote out was him getting voted off, and I'm sure they saw, the entire jury, I'm sure saw Kylan being evicted and telling Xavier you're off on the way out the door. I'm sure that that whole thing was shown to the jury with his little CD that he came into jury with or whatever. When I mean, he didn't come into jury, obviously he came into the round table, but still, I'm sure they got to see what the hell happened with him.
Yeah. I don't know. That whole segment really pissed me off, because clearly you could see what he was trying to do, and you could see his intent was to get under Xavier's skin and really, you could tell that Kylan was pissed and that he wanted to hurt him like he had just hurt, you know, Kylan. And that was his way of getting a little jab in. And you can totally see that even if you rewatch it. It wasn't that he was just trying to make a point or something. No, he was trying to be malicious and try to, you know, take a stab
really
that he shouldn't have taken. It's clear as day. So for him to go back and say, oh, no, if you watch it, I was just trying to make a point.
No,
I can't wait for Xavier to see it.
No, that's simply false. Yeah,
he's gonna be like,
simply false.
You're a liar.
Yes. I concur. And then they didn't hold his feet to the fire. They didn't talk to him about it. I think, like, honestly, the way I read it, you guys, was that CBS was so in their feelings about the fact that they've been racist for so fucking long by casting like one or two token black people on the seasons. And then finally this season, they did a little bit more than that. They put six people on the season and they managed to stick together, make it all the way to the end, call the cookout, and they gave us the first black winner of proper BBUSA. And I feel like the producers just want to keep everything light and fun tonight. I don't think they wanted any fights. I don't think they wanted anything to distract from the feel-good moment of look what we did at CBS and Big Brother. We did this. Okay. That's my view of it, because anything that was going to be fun and interesting that might have lit a fire under some people, we just didn't see. Again, Julie brought up to Kylan the fight, but then she immediately shut it down when he started getting into it with Xavier.
What was that about? Why bring it up if you don't want them to talk about it, or at least, you know, have a discussion? Like, it was like as soon as they started kind of contemplating what each other was saying, she's like, okay, well, we'll get to that later. Like, or you guys will get to that after the show. Like, why
I will
bring
say,
it up?
Yeah, I know, I concur. I will say, while I'm at it, it was like, when people, like, I do roll my eyes sometimes, not often, but occasionally, when many of my friends talk about toxic masculinity, okay? Because because it annoys me, because I'm like, sometimes guys are just fucking masculine, and, like, they're not being toxic, they're just fucking masculine. What can you do about that? But to watch Xavier and Big D just whooping it up as their brothers in Big Brother, and they were living it out together, and it was their dream to go to the end, to the final two. First of all, Big D and Xavier did not have a final two together that was even named until, like, day 70, okay? Like, that did not even happen. It wasn't even that big of a thing. I think, like maybe, again, I did not watch the feeds as much during the first week, so who the hell knows? But, oh, my God. Big D and Xavier, if he had a final two with him, it was one of many final twos that Big D had with many, many people. And he just so happened to pick this one because he was the guy who probably looked like the guy who was going to go to the end. And Big D wanted his second place check. I mean, you even heard him when they evicted Azza. He was like, give me my second place check. I don't even care. Let's just get out of here. He knew he didn't have a chance to win. I swear to God, he knew he didn't have a chance to win. He finally, like, when he was talking to Azza, and I'm all over the place, but that's just how I podcast, folks. I'm sorry with that. Especially, like, that's just how I am on a night like this. So, like when he was going all over the place, and he said, when he was screwing things up with Azza, and then he tried to get it back, he was like, to Xavier and Azza, he was like, you know, you guys, if you want to win, take the fat man to the end. That's what you need to do. You need to take the fat man to the end, which I'm like, he's never said that before. Like, he's never acknowledged that he was a terrible player and that they would probably win against him before. But he finally did when he realized that his grip on the final two was loosening. So, I'm sort of mad that the jury has preset questions, because I would have, you could tell they hated Big D, because every question about Big D was like, this is what we think of you. Prove us why we're wrong. Like, we think you're a terrible fucking player. Show us why you're not. We think you fucking suck, but please tell us why you don't. Like, every question was like that, okay? But for Xavier, it was a lot more positive. So you could instantly tell which way the jury was going. It was a hoot to see.
Yeah, the Big D questions were hilarious to me, because every answer that he gave, he thought he hit it out of the park. He thought he gave the perfect answer to every single question, and that the jury was just eating it up. Bro, when they were laughing at you, not
they were laughing at you.
They know that you're full of shit, that you really had no hand in this game, that you were carried to the end, that you won nothing, and that you are probably one of the worst, you know, runners up in the show history.
He's got to be up there. I mean, I saw on the Stockwatch on Tuesday that he actually got ones from everybody, and not just the three people on the panel. He actually got a one from the audience, which is really fucking hard to do. Because you can't go below, you can't give somebody something below one. So for him to actually average a one means he's really fucking awful, and he was. And I'm just so mad that he got $75,000. Yeah, he got 70. Yeah, it makes me mad. He gets more money than I'd have to figure it up through all the cash prizes and the stipends and everything. But I think he got a little more money than Tiffany. But again, I don't care because they got to eat it. Xavier and especially Big D got to eat it, and Kylan. That Tiffany was our choice, America's choice. For America's favorite player. I'm going to live in that. You can't bring me down tonight, Bobby.
I will say this. I am a little bit bummed for Derek X because I thought that, don't get me wrong. The kid's got a bright future. He's definitely going to get the call back whenever that comes. And I just think that Tiffany definitely deserves it more for the way she played this game. But I am bummed because of what Derek X meant for this season. Without Derek X, I don't think we would have had as much entertainment as we did, because really he was the only resistance in a way to the cookout because of his competition prowess. Him and maybe Christian. Other than that, no one really stood a chance against us.
While we're talking about Derek X, what was with him wanting to suck Travis's dick? Can someone explain that to me? What the fuck? Where did that come from? Talk about things that came out of the blue tonight. What is up with that?
They have a bromance, man, ever since week one. They were together, remember?
Oh my God, he just did not stop talking about Travis. And I'm like, honey, we don't even know who that is. Like,
yeah, as Chata has brought up multiple times this season, do you remember Travis? Because I don't. Now, I will say this, though. Did you see in the background, you could see Travis on the screen, and when they announced that they were going to have America's favorite player, he was all excited, being like, yeah, like acting like Derek X was going to win. Like, you could tell he was like trying to give them a hint that Derek X was going to be the winner, because that's what he thought was true. Then when they reveal the winner, you see him in the back going like this, like, oh my God.
This is Travis.
You can see him on the screen. If you guys go back, rewind, watch him when they announce they're going to do it. And then once they announce the winner, you can see his reactions are just.
I'll go back and look at that. I did not see that. I was concentrating on everybody who was so happy for her, because like Christian was excited for her. By the way, props to Christian. Bitch, let me just tell you, he might have failed in the game of Big Brother, but he is thriving in the game of life, because he knows how to play the game. I'll tell you that. When he's asked a question, he knows what the right answer is. He knows what to say to get people on his side. He doesn't want anybody going after him on social media, so he knows exactly what to say and how to say it. Good job, honey. I see you, though. I see you.
I also was surprised with Brent, like, very interested to see how much credit he gave Tiffany, especially from the Brent we saw in the house. Now, I don't know if this is a social media thing where he's just trying to look good in front of the fans and knows who everyone's rooting for and doesn't want to look as bad as he already does, but he gave her a lot of praise.
Yeah, he did. I think obviously they wanted somebody to do that. I thought it was odd that it came from Brent, but whatever. Yeah. Like, obviously, they didn't want Frenchie to talk, and I think Whitney wanted to talk about Derek, Big D, talking about her exposing her boobs in that outfit or whatever. So, like, because I saw her on Twitter earlier saying she really wanted to talk about the sexism this season. And again, the producers did not want anything to detract from the fact that they conquered racism tonight. Racism is cured in the land of Big Brother. Don't you hear me? This is sarcasm if you don't understand. Like, but no, for real, that's their thing tonight. They didn't want any talk about sexism. They didn't want anything talking about sexism tonight. And that's what Whitney would have talked about. So that's why Frenchie didn't get nothing, and that's why Whitney didn't get nothing. You heard it here. I'm telling you.
Another thing I was very shocked by, but was during the jury questioning to the final two, why didn't Tiffany and Claire get a question? They were the only two that didn't get to ask a question. Is that normal, or do we normally see all the house guests, you know, ask at least one question?
No, I mean, it's normal. They usually have three questions for each house guest, and then the person who got evicted gets to ask a question. So there's always two people left out. I just think it's odd that it's Claire and Tiffany.
Out of all the people.
Yeah, crazy. Yeah.
Also, I do want to get into it. I'm sorry, guys. I know we're kind of going all over the episode.
We're all over the place tonight. That's what you get here.
Just off the cuff. We're just going with what comes to us first and what we want to talk about.
Yes, what I remember.
So jury deliberation, when they see Kylan walk in and was the fourth one, or fourth place finisher, whatever.
Yes.
Sorry. They could not have been more thrilled in that jury to see him walk in there. I know all of them must have been shocked. What was your take on that? And do you think they didn't go hard enough on it?
I think they did not go hard enough on him. I even tweeted that. This had far too little Kylan bashing for my taste. I wanted Tiffany to say, "I told you so." I wanted to hear it. Okay. I'm a petty bitch and I wanted to hear it. I wanted somebody to say, "I told you so." And maybe they did say it to him and they didn't edit it in. I don't know. But really, like, I was very frustrated that Kylan didn't get his ass handed to him in jury. It was almost like he came in, they were surprised it was him. 10 seconds goes by, and then they're immediately into the round table, which did not have a host this year. Did they have a host last year?
I don't believe so.
Maybe because of COVID, but probably because of COVID. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So maybe Dr. Will be back next year. Who knows?
Now, one thing that really, really pissed me off in this episode, and I was actually kind of surprised, and I'm not surprised because I knew they were going to show it, but frustrated to hear it, was Kylan when he was saying that he sees Big D and Chada as interchangeable pieces in this game. You are a fucking moron. Like, let's be real. You are.
Oh, yeah.
Moron.
He's a fucking moron.
Think that is the case. The guy won literally nothing all season, did nothing to further anyone's social game or actual, you know, group alliance game. And Chada was hands down one of the best players in that house. And honestly, probably would have beat Xavier or Kylan in the final two. So to hear him say that about her was just disgusting to me and just shows kind of how misogynistic he really is.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's misogynistic bullshit. I mean, it really is. It's that toxic masculinity of, "I wanted to go to the end with the best, and the best has to be Xavier because he has the big dick on him." Like, I mean, that's what it felt like to me, because it couldn't possibly be anybody else, could it? It couldn't be Hannah because she's too young. Or it couldn't be anybody else. Couldn't be Tiffany because she was supposedly selfish. Like, it was like the three boys, especially Big D, who was like the biggest proponent of it. I think even Azza called it out to him. I want to say it was yesterday when she was like, "You're this big proponent of equality and women's rights and women, you know, promoting strong women, but yet you constantly malign what Tiffany contributed to this game and what Hannah contributed to this game. I helped evict them, but I acknowledge what they brought to this game," and he would not do it. So, yeah.
Absolutely. And I would have just been so thrilled with this season if, let's say, for whatever reason, somewhere around the final six, Xavier gets knocked out, Kylan gets knocked out, and it's Derek F. with any of the women, all of the women would hands down beat Derek F. in the final, and he would have thought that he had this game locked. And I just would have loved to see any three of those women up against him in the final two and just watch him get annihilated.
Yeah, obviously, like, let's be real about Derek F. Big D for a second, because he obviously has some sort of weird, like, weird social anxiety disorder where, like, he starts panicking because Xavier won final HOH, and by then he should literally be like, "Okay, I know I'm going to the final two." Xavier even told Azza, "I'm taking Big D to the final two." He didn't lie to Azza. Like, so everybody knew he was taking Big D to the final two, and yet Big D in those final moments was like panicking, like, and then when he finally evicted Azza, he's like, "Thank you." I'm like, "Breathe, honey, breathe." Cause, like, I mean, really, come on. What's the deal here? So yeah, he's just been outrageous all season long. And like, we finally got to see how bad of a player is tonight and over the past week and how bad he was with Azza.
Yeah.
He's literally terrible. He's literally terrible. He's worse than JC. You know, he's worse than JC. And that's not easy, because I had JC blocked on social media. I think he actually has me blocked on social media too, but I forget who did it first. But like, he's like literally worse than him, because at least JC was playing self-interested, and this guy doesn't know how to play self-interested. Even when he thinks he's playing self-interested, he's playing the reverse of being self-interested. Ugh.
It's mind-boggling. It really is. And they're going to get such a reality check in just a matter of hours. Like, it's going to be the best. Now, I do want to get into the part three of the HOH competition. Now, I know that it was pretty much, you know, self-explanatory. X destroyed that competition, getting every single answer correct. But I want to commend Azza. in doing a phenomenal job. We have seen her do well sometimes at competitions, and then other times, as soon as she gets one wrong, she instantly gets discouraged and gets all, you know, discombobulated and out of the competition because she can't focus. She was composed. She was concise. She didn't panic. She went and gave the answers and did very well to get 7 out of the 8 correct. She only stumbled at the very beginning. And if not for that first question, which X even said himself on the broadcast, he almost messed up on that same question,
right,
but somehow switched to the right answer. We could have seen a tiebreaker question come up and maybe Azza would be in those final two chairs. But
yeah, Azza would be in the final two chairs. But yeah, she's still taking Xavier to the end. So.
It still didn't matter.
Yeah, I know, it still didn't matter. Yeah, but I still would have liked to have seen it though. It would have been fun. It would have been fun to watch Big D get evicted. That would have been just
so yep.
Yeah, that would have been worth it. I know that taking Xavier to the end would lose her the game, but y'all, to see Big D get evicted in third place, it's almost makes me wet to think about.
I want to bring up Doug's comment. Is Big D worse than BB16
yes.
Veronica?
Or yes.
Before, excuse me.
100%. Not even close. He's literally worse than BB16 Victoria. He
let
really
me,
is.
Let
He's
me
that
think
bad.
About this.
Because the thing is, like, anything that he does well, like, you know, he's funny and social and gets along with people and most of the time. Well, Victoria did all that. She did all that. She didn't win anything, did she? I don't think she won anything.
No.
But she didn't actively lampoon her own chances at the end, which is what he did. He turned what was a guaranteed $75,000 check into a 50-50 shot at a $75,000 check. And he did it like full bore ahead.
Yeah.
Didn't even stop for a moment to think about what he was doing. And then Azza gave him multiple instances to backtrack and he still could not give her the right answers. He still kept blaming her and pissing her off. And he couldn't find it within himself to just suck up his pride and give her the answer that she needs to hear in order to feel good about bringing him to the final two, because that's the kind of player that she is.
Yeah,
I saw Andy. Yeah, go ahead. No, I saw Victoria.
Veto.
Yeah, she won one veto. Well, great. Anyway, now, but like, yes. Yeah. But I was going to say, like, if you saw Andy Heron tweeting earlier, he was actually kind of mad because he's like, well, Azza, if you didn't care about winning the money and winning the game, why the fuck did you even come on the show? I think he was frustrated that she was going to bring Xavier to the end. But, you know, that's what makes these reality TV games interesting, is that people come from all walks of life. It's like Lil taking Sandra to the final two instead of Fair Play, you know? Sorry, Fair Play. Like, I mean, there's just people have different values. And Azza is certainly one of those people. It makes reality TV television competition fun and infuriating and frustrating and exhilarating all at the same time.
So on the topic of Victoria or Big D, I do think it's close. I think it's closer than people think, but I agree with you. I think Big D is far worse in the fact that at least I keep wanting to say Veronica. I don't know why. Victoria, she was like a lovable loser kind of in the sense where you thought that she played a terrible game and she was kind of, you know, Dodo music brain,
yeah.
But it was kind of like, oh, but that's Victoria, you know, like
yeah.
That's her.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
she,
yeah.
She almost got carried away by a bird when she was a baby, you know, like,
yeah,
that's just what, okay. You know, that's just Victoria. Big D is just so arrogant and in his own head that it's a whole different world from the actual course of reality, that he believes the own nonsense that he says. And it's so misogynistic and frustrating to see someone in this day and age talk the way he does to women or downplay other people, that I just can't get on board saying that he is any better than Victoria, because Victoria was at least lovable in a sense. So yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
I think Derek F was horrible.
I do. I think he's like literally the worst. He's literally the worst. And it sucks that this season, which was such a fantastic season for a variety of different reasons, had, you know, two people at the end who were like pretty bad players. Like, Azza's a great person, but she's a bad player. Mm-hmm. She really is. I know some people were talking about her reads, but girl, her read is what got her in this mess in the first place, because she was actually reading that a Big D might actually have the votes to beat her, and she didn't want to let that happen.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, miss me with that bullshit. I mean,
he wouldn't have beat her. He wouldn't have beat
her. He would not
have.
Yeah. No, he would not have.
The jury would not
have
allowed
that. They were laughing at her. They were laughing at him. Yeah. At him. Yeah. At him.
He was dead walking in there. There was no chance he had, no matter who it was against. Now, what did you think of the final HOH game? Like, I feel like we've seen versions of this, but I feel like the questions in this were way harder than I remember.
I don't think so. I think they've been the last two seasons they've gone to this, because I think Casey and Tyler had a version of this, and I know Cody and Nicole had a version of this where they were picking A, B, and C because they had to pick their records or whatever. You know, they had to pick A, B, and C off the thing. This is just what they're doing from now on. They put three. They're trying to make it sound like it's still like jury statements, which is the old competition they used to have, but it's not jury statements. It's literally trivia about the season, which, again, as a viewer watching, I hate, but as a player, if I was a player in the game, I would love, because this is something you can actually study for. Whereas the things before, when you're, you know, Johnny, what's his face? The dentist from Big Brother 18.
Johnny Mac.
Johnny Mac. I couldn't remember. I was kind of kept calling him Johnny Fairplane. I knew that wasn't right. Johnny Mac says he hates doing what? Like, he's never had to work again, or he doesn't have to clean people's nasty teeth. And Steve won $500,000 because he knew that Johnny Fairplane didn't want to look at people's nasty teeth. I mean, that's literally what happened. So, I know, right? Like, the fact that
I was happy about that.
I was happy about that too. That
I won
that.
Some money because of that.
Oh, you did? Yeah. Oh, I didn't win any money, but I was ecstatic when Steve won.
I was very, very happy.
That was a feel good moment. And then the way it came out with Jackie casting her vote for him, and you knew she voted for him, and then that was the last vote that gave him the win. Like, oh, it was great stuff.
Yeah. I loved it. I loved it. Now, I totally forgot where we were going with this.
Well, you forget, do we have... So I'm just asking. I'm not trying to put this out there in the universe, and I don't want people to get mad at me, but do we have to take a break? Because it's been 40 minutes.
Yes, we do. Sorry.
Okay, cool.
Getting distracted with the season finale.
By the way, when we come back, I'm going to talk a little Survivor. We're going to talk about Big Brother, and then we're going to talk just a little bit about Survivor. I don't know. Have you watched Survivor yet?
I have not watched it.
Oh, my God. You haven't watched it yet? Shit. All right. You can't watch it real fast, can you?
Okay, I will take off my headphones while you talk about it real quick, okay? I'm on the West Coast, so it's hard for me.
That's right. I wanted to save that for the end. We'll be back in a few minutes.
All right, be right back.
Lucy Nicotine is a company founded by Caltech scientists and former smokers looking for a better and cleaner nicotine alternative. Finally, tobacco alternatives that don't suck.
Researched and developed for 3 years to be made for people, not patients. Lucy has created a nicotine gum with 4 milligrams of nicotine that comes in 3 flavors, wintergreen, cinnamon, and pomegranate. Lucy also has a lozenge with 4 milligrams of nicotine in cherry ice flavor. Each and every flavor actually tastes great and is convenient and discreet. Products can be enjoyed anywhere, on flights, at work, on the go, or even in the gym.
I am so happy that Lucy is sponsoring us. Ever since they came on board, I have gotten no less than 5 of my friends transitioned over to Lucy and put their cigarettes down. They like the gum. I'm used to seeing the packages all around. This stuff is great, and it's really helping people make much healthier choices. So get on board and join the Lucy movement.
Hey, it's 2021. Get rid of your cigarettes, unplug your vape, throw out your dip, and get some Lucy nicotine gum or lozenges. This is the real deal. A subscription to Lucy comes directly to your door each month. It's so simple that you don't even have to leave your house because Lucy has delivery down.
Reality NSFW listeners, go to lucy.co and use promo code SURVIVOR to get 20% off all products, including gum or lozenges. That's lucy.co and use promo code SURVIVOR at checkout. Also, I have to give this disclaimer. Warning, this product contains nicotine derived from tobacco. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. That's lucy.co and be sure to use that promo code Survivor.
This episode of Reality NSFW is sponsored by Blue Chew. Say it with us, Blue Chew. Blue Chew is making waves and bringing more confidence to the bedroom by offering chewable tablets that can help men get stronger and longer lasting erections. That's right, we're giving away super hard dicks.
Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in chewable form and at a fraction of the cost. Blue Chew's tablets help men achieve harder, stronger erections to combat all forms of ED.
Blue Chew is an online prescription service, so no visits to the doctor offices, no awkward conversations, and no waiting in line at the pharmacy. And it ships right to your door in a discreet package. The process is simple. Sign up at BlueChew.com, consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days. And the best part, it's all done online.
Blue Chew's licensed medical providers work with you to find the right ingredient and strength for your prescription. Don't like swallowing pills? No problem here. Blue Chew's Sildenafil and Tadalafil tablets are chewable. Blue Chew's tablets are made in the USA and they prepare and ship direct, so it's cheaper than a pharmacy.
Hey, if you're looking to give that immunity idol to someone, or you don't want to be voted out of a crater, don't worry, Blue Chew's got you covered. So if you could benefit from extra confidence when it's time to perform, visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information.
And we've got a special deal for our listeners. Try Blue Chew free when you use promo code SURVIVOR at checkout. Just pay $5 shipping. That's Blue Chew, BlueChew.com, promo code SURVIVOR to receive your first month free. And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast.
All right, guys, welcome back in after the commercial break.
Yes.
All right, so Brent, you wanted to talk some Survivor.
Oh, well, we don't have to. Like, okay. I mean, we can. Like, I don't want you to, like, how will you know that I'm done?
Like, just wave. I guess you I'll just.
I'll wave. Okay, I'll go like this when I'm done. Okay, sounds good. All right, so you guys, I have to talk. So we're going to talk Survivor. If you haven't watched Survivor, then get the fuck out the podcast and, like, mute it. Okay? And then when you see me wave at Bobby and see Bobby put his headphones back on, then you can come on and listen to the rest, and we're going to talk more about Big Brother. But I have to talk to you about Survivor because I was kind of bummed tonight to see Wojciech get voted off. He was so fun, and I would liked laughing at him. He seemed like a really good sport. And all this, like, I thought that fucking Tiffany played fucking awful. Like I thought she almost got herself voted off because she was, like, it was all about her. And, like, the other two women were like, no, like, we need to get rid of Xander because he's got the idol and he's got the extra vote. Like, that seems like the right plan, and the idol isn't active. It could be active next week, and then what are they gonna do? And it was really pissing me off because Tiffany somehow got her own way. Like, they gave her what she wanted, and we don't even know how the fuck that happened. I will say this, that the teams are so lopsided in terms of strength. Like, the blue team was already super well lopsided because they have, like, two, like, they have a football player and they have a guy who looks like a football player on their team. So, like, they're always going to win anything that involves strength or, you know, endurance or anything like this. But, oh my God, watching that tribe, the yellow tribe, finish in disastrous last place while Tiffany was just, like, scooting along. I mean, I like Tiffany. I'm glad she didn't give up and started fighting for herself. But I kind of just wanted to ask Xander and Wojciech why they decided to put all of their trust in the girl who looks like she's a women empowerment, like, evangelist. Like, why would you know that Evie seems like she's kind of like that she's, like, down with all the men. So, like, why would you trust her? I don't understand this. Anyway, you know, so that's my tea on Survivor tonight. Did anything happen with anybody else? Nothing really. I'm trying to think of the other tribe. Nothing really happened with them. We didn't get to see much. I was really sad that Wojciech went out. He was a lot of fun. He could have been a really fun Survivor contestant. This is, like, what freaks me out about going on a show like Survivor, because, like, oh my God, I could go out there and be like, I could be a fun contestant like Wojciech and then get myself get voted off because people are fucking stupid. And by the way, I hope that they do not give them a goddamn switch, because if they give them the switch, they're going to give them exactly what they wanted. They should have to sit in those fucking tribes like Stephanie LaGrosso did, and, like, literally, I hope it's down to Evie by the end of it. And, like, she's the last person. That's what I want. Okay. Come on back. You can come on back, Bobby. Come on back.
I'm an idiot. I looked at the comments, and now I know which tribe goes to the freaking tribal council. It's all good.
Okay.
No, but it's all good. It's all good. I don't know what happened. So, wait, I put these on backwards. I don't know what happened. So it's fine. I couldn't hear anything. I'm okay. A big Survivor fan too, guys. So I trust me, I'm West Coast. It's very difficult for me not to look at Twitter and stuff, but right. I try to stay true.
Yes, thank you. Off topic. Yes, I look the best I've ever looked in the past 5 years. You're correct about that. I'm in the best shape of my life, if I'm being totally honest. I'm in the best. Can we just talk for, you know what? I'm gonna keep it real. Since the finale was a snooze, let's talk about me for a second. Bitch, I'm in the best shape of my life. And I was in the army, okay? So that tells you how good a shape I'm in right now. I'm taking a 60-day challenge with a trainer. I lost all my fucking weight. I've lost over 60 pounds. I'm trying to build muscle now. So I'm like eating more than a normal person because I'm trying to put on muscle. I have a little bit of muscle underneath here, but you don't get to see that yet. I'm really excited about where it's going. And eventually I'm going to tweet my before pic, which I have a picture of myself in a pair of boxers and looking 60 pounds overweight and what I look like now. And I'm very excited about it. So yes, I do look the best I've ever looked in my life because I'm actually like, it's basically like I need an upper body and I'm going to get one. Okay. I'm going to get one. Okay. Bobby's bored. Let's
oh yeah.
Go.
And then, hey, Jamie, like your hair, Bobby. I've never really seen it, but it looks nice. Yeah, that makes one of us at least. Yeah, my hair is way too long right now. I need to get a haircut tomorrow. My fiance is just over it. She's like, get your damn haircut. And when I don't have gel in my hair, you can see how gray it is. So yeah, this is my life now.
Yes, right, when you took off your hat for a second earlier before the podcast started, and I was like, oh wow, I didn't know you had that much gray.
Yeah,
like, I mean, I have gray too, but it like I covered up with my blonde.
When I was 18, I started getting gray hair. Now,
wow, but you got all your hair though. You got all your hair. Huh? You got all your hair. Yeah,
I do have all my hair. I do have
that. That means a lot. Let me tell you.
Ever since the baby, it's really, really gotten grayer. Yeah. Okay, so I did put it in the comments that we are going to be taking. I didn't put my hat back on. But we will be taking questions, and let's start with a couple of questions people have already asked. So,
okay, cool.
Right here, we've got. Mary said, who is going to the challenge? Who's getting a second shot? Who will become a villain and who will redeem themselves if come back?
I think that Derek X is going to come back in some sort of fashion. I think Tiffany will also come back because she is just amazing. I think Christian will probably go to the challenge. Travis may go to the challenge. Like, I don't know what they, I don't know if they put pre-jurors. I mean, I know Christian's also pre-juror, but he's like almost, he was almost a juror. He was on the show for a while. He actually did something in the game. I don't know. Like, they might, but I think Christian probably has the best chance out of anybody of going to the challenge and succeeding.
I think Derek X, hands down.
Do you think?
I don't think he would do it. Maybe. There's a chance, but I think they would love to have him because he's a good competition beast and, you know, he's just so lovable and likable. I think they would want that on their show. I do understand the Christian comment, and other than that, maybe Kylan, maybe because he's a villain in a way.
Maybe,
I don't know. Like, that's
but
the
I don't
only
think
Kylan.
But Kylan doesn't see himself as a villain, so I don't know if he's going to lean into it or not. So,
yeah
you're right. Yeah, Doug points out that Jose once did the challenge. Did he do the challenge or that dating show? It must have been the challenge. Yeah,
if Fessy could get on the challenge. Like, I think anyone can. So
right?
After his big brother stint.
So I can answer Boston Girl's question that she just asked. She said, why do you think that they're only telling us the top two for America's Favorite Player? I think they're only telling us the top two, and this has happened in years past, when the top two is clear and away from everybody else. So like if it's like, you know, 40% to 38%, and then the third place person is like, you know, 14%. They're not going to tell us the third place person because they weren't really in the conversation. I know we always want to know the top three, but they only announced the top three when all three people were reasonably close to each other. If it's two people going away, basically they want to give credit to those two people and basically what they did was they let Derek X know, you didn't win America's Favorite Player, but a lot of people out there really loved you and you almost won. So that's that because they this goes all the way back to like Big Brother 10. I remember they announced the top two in that one, like Keisha and Jerry were the top two. And they said it was a close vote and Keisha won. So like, you know, they've done this in the years past.
Exactly. I agree with what you said. Now, next we have one from Doug. Who had the better win? Big Brother Can 9, Tyshawn, or Big Brother 23, Xavier?
Not even close on this one. Tyshawn, the better win by far. Tyshawn knew, from my perspective, Tyshawn made moves that were actually his own, that he actually did himself or with somebody else. I just feel like Xavier just had so much stuff handed to him half the time, or that he was protected by the cookout and he wasn't aware that he was protected by the cookout. I'm not trying to say that Xavier is not a worthy winner. He is. He had some things. He had some really good luck. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that also Tyshawn had some bad luck some of the time and fought against it. So, yeah, I feel like Tyshawn is by far the more worthy winner when it comes to the two of them. Yes.
Yeah, I think Tyshawn was a better winner. Better season, too, which maybe that also equates to a better winner is when there's a better season to back it up. But I still think X is a very good winner. It's not like we're saying, oh, you know, here's a crappy winner to a phenomenal winner. No, I think both had their pros and cons, but I just think in a whole, I would say Tyshawn's game was better because of what he had to do and what he had to come back from, where Xavier really didn't have anyone challenge him to a certain extent.
Yeah.
All right. So next we have, will you guys be doing any Survivor content, and will you be back for Celebrity Big Brother? We most likely won't be doing any Survivor content because Johnny does that on his end. They do a phenomenal job on NSFW of doing their Survivor content, and that's their baby. We weren't former Survivor players, so we have no business of being over there. Now, if we ever get asked to maybe do a show or come on once in a while, you know, I think we would love to, but we right now that's Johnny's baby, and we are just here for the Big Brother content. And as for Celebrity, I'll let you answer that, Brad.
Oh, well, I mean, so we have to talk about it. I mean, like, it was only announced recently, obviously. I mean, I think it's likely that we will. I think that Bobby and I share the same opinion, which is that it's been amazing covering stuff over here for the past two seasons, but we need a break. Like, we need a break. Like, it's been a long 7 months because you get a little bit of time in between BB Canada and BB USA. And I need some time to recharge. And I don't know if I would do something for Celebrity Big Brother because that's right in the middle of the Olympics. And I'm a big Winter Olympics fan. So, you know, I don't know. But I have to imagine by then I'll probably be like jonesing at the bit to talk about something. As far as Survivor goes, for those of you who remember earlier in the season, Alex Rubino was with us for a lot of our shows. He actually did some content with Johnny Fairplay and some other people for Johnny's main show. And I obviously, I'll just put it out there, it's a fair play. Like, I'll stop by whenever they want for Survivor. Mm-hmm. I just don't want it to be a weekly thing where I have to be there every week. I want to take a break. I want to do a little traveling. My boyfriend is a flight attendant, for those of you who don't know, so I can fly anywhere with him for nothing. And we're going to, and I got my passport. Bitch, we're going to travel. We're going to travel, okay? Yes, I'm
That's
here
true. For you. And as yes. for me, my fiance is definitely ready for me to have Wednesdays off again and be able to spend time with her and the baby. So I completely agree. We went in from Big Brother Canada right into Big Brother US, and it's time for a much needed break. And I just want to enjoy the Survivor season. I don't have to worry about podcasting about it. I love to enjoy Survivor because that's the show. I don't know spoilers, and I can just be entertained.
Yeah, we can just be entertained and just have a great time. Survivor was a blast tonight. So, like, again, like, I mean, you know, I'm sure I'll stop by once or twice a season to talk Survivor. Maybe Bobby too. Maybe we can do something together. But, like, for real, like, you know, Johnny already has that covered. So that's the tea.
All right. And next we have, who do you think will appear on Big Brother Celebrity, and who do you want to appear?
I mean, we all want Tiffany Pollard to appear. We all want it. It's been going on for so long. I don't know if we're ever going to get it. I don't know. They always pick, you know, we have these people we want to appear on Celebrity Big Brother, and very rarely do we even get one of them. Mm-hmm. So, like, you know, girl. I just want it to be a fun season. I want to have a great time. I want people to playing their ass off. Like, that's the thing about, I look back at, like, Celebrity Big Brother 1 with Omarosa. Bitch, when Omarosa won head of household during the double eviction and put Ross's ass up on the block, like, oh my God. I rewatched that so many times. Because right then Omarosa was on the outs. She only had the girl, I can't remember her name. What was the girl who won the beauty pageant but then had it taken away from her?
Oh, God, I could not tell you her name.
Whatever her name was, that was the only person that she really had anything with at that point. And she won HOH, and they were, like, hugging with each other. It was just so great to watch.
Yeah.
And then when Tamar won Big Brother, Celebrity Big Brother 2. Like, I mean, Big Brother, Celebrity Big Brother has put out, you guys. Yeah. It has put out good shit.
Yeah.
So I can't wait to see what happens with Big Brother Celebrity 3.
And I've been saying this for a while. I would love to see Johnny Bananas on Big Brother Celebrity. I think he'd be a great casting choice for that show.
He would be.
He brings so much entertainment. Not saying I love Johnny Bananas, but I love what he brings.
I love Johnny Bananas.
He knows how to be a TV character. Probably better than anyone I've ever seen.
I think he does too. I'm sure she's not watching this show, but my old friend Morgan Willett, winner of Big Brother Over the Top, she is dating Johnny Bananas, and she is one lucky lady. Let me say, because Johnny Bananas, I know some people like can't stand him, but I think he's hot as hell. He's a daddy and a half. Like, I love Johnny Bananas. So,
but he totally wants to be hated and doesn't mind it, and I think that's just so great of a TV villain. Yeah. To know that you're the villain and you want to be the villain and you play
it so well. I feel like
that
makes him hotter. It makes him hotter that he wants to be the villain.
Honestly, they could bring a couple people for the challenge and into the house and I wouldn't be
mad at
all.
Oh, yeah. There's some nutcases. There are some nutcases on the challenge.
Cara Maria.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of people I would be totally down to see.
They broke up. Apparently, I don't keep up with the tea. The chat is telling me that Morgan and Johnny broke up. You know what?
I had no idea.
That's okay. Johnny's back on the market. That's cool. And Morgan is a gorgeous woman. She can have anybody she wants. So there you go.
That means now he's going to go on to make her jealous that he's playing her show now. So it's perfect.
Uh-huh. All right.
And or another one would be they'll never get it. But if they could, it would be the number one show on TV for the years if they could get Trump. Like, dear God, could you imagine?
Wow. Oh, my God. Don't even put that in the universe. You know, they could get Kathy Griffin, though. They could get Kathy Griffin.
Lance Bass. Yeah.
What's she doing? She's not doing anything now. I wish they'd they need to put a drag queen on, like Bianca Del Rio. Of course, she's touring now. I'm going to go see her in like 3 weeks, by the way. I don't know who they, I don't know what drag, they could put Valentina on. Valentina, can you imagine the drag queen Valentina on? You don't know who that is, but yeah, she'd be amazing. She'd be amazing.
I did watch that season.
Okay, cool. All right.
I don't remember any of it, but I did watch that with my fiance. Yeah, and then what was I saying? But we're all probably gonna be disappointed. It's probably gonna be a bunch of C-listers who actually end up playing a good game. So
yeah,
hey,
that's what it always is. Yeah,
So we'll see. And then we got Doug once again. He said, "Who?" Oh wait, we already answered that one. Not that one. I think I lost it. All right,
that's okay.
Is there anything else that any questions you see that you want to answer?
Nothing really. I think it was a pretty snoozy finale. We all knew what was gonna happen, so you know. Hey, I just want to say really quickly on behalf of Bobby and myself, while we have a second, thank you guys. It's been like for real. Losing, I'm gonna be real with you for a second. Losing my position RHAP was not easy for me. Okay, I lost a few friends and I lost a few people that I was really close with, and going out on my own. First, I was going to do it with Kidwell, and obviously that fell through, and you guys know why that fell through. So I basically had to go out and do something on my own, and I wasn't even sure that people would follow me over. But the fact that you guys do, and you come by here every week, and you stop by to say hi, and you sometimes you're in the chat, and other times you watch it in the archive after the fact, which both are totally fine. I know you do it because you mean it and you care, and it's been awesome. And I know Bobby and I really, really appreciate all the love and all of the views and you guys sticking with us. So it's been a blast. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Brent, you nailed it out of the park once again with that. I'm so thankful for having this opportunity to once again podcast about Big Brother. Like you said, at RHAP, you know, I just didn't get very many opportunities, and then they just stopped calling, and you gave me a call and said, "Hey, come on over. Let's do this thing and let's do it weekly." And I could not have been more enthusiastic and excited about the process of being on a weekly Big Brother show with you, especially, who I think is phenomenal at podcasting. So I appreciate you, Brent. I appreciate Johnny for letting us use his platform. And I appreciate you guys, the fans. Like, honestly, the fact that you are taking time away from watching RHAP or whatever podcast you like and coming to hang out with us weekly and watch this, or if you're listening to it, we just appreciate the love and support. And we would love to continue bringing this to you guys. And if there's anything else you want from us, please let us know. We're just so thankful, and hopefully we can make this bigger and bigger each season.
Yep, you got it. By the way, like the video. I always forget to say that.
Yes,
but like and subscribe. Like, subscribe to Reality NSFW and like the video to let everybody know. And leave a comment once the video goes into archive, if you guys remember to come back. And it's been awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think that's going to wrap it up for Big Brother 23. Oh, actually, one last thing I did want to say. Did you notice how the whole season, Julie was like, social distancing, social distancing. At the end, give me a hug. What happened to social distancing?
just absolute insanity. I never understood it in the first place. I never understood. What? I just never got it. Like, but you're also talking about someone who comes from the school of thought where I'm just like, you know, I got my vaccine, then I got my second vaccine. Like, I'm vaccinated. Like, I don't wear a mask when I'm out in the real world. I live in fucking Kentucky. Like, they don't, you know, we just don't do that here. And, you know, I know that COVID is a real thing and people are still dying from it. Believe me, I know that people are, but I feel like you either have to shit or get off the pot. And I don't think they did a very good job on the show of doing that. They tried to have it both ways.
I just thought it was so funny all season. Yeah. Not even like 30 minutes earlier in the
season. I know, Azza, when she had to do the air kiss with Azza, and she's hugging Xavier. Right.
Oh, and then, God. Oh, give me a hug. What? That was 30 minutes ago. It's not like
kill me now.
Just done it then.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Julie, oh, by the way, I haven't talked about it all season, but like Julie trying to work in her little God things throughout the entire show. It just gets tiresome, girl. Like it sometimes seems out of place. There are times when I feel like it's fine. Like when she ends the show with love one another, fine. I like that. It's a very nice message. But like when she tells Claire, like, it seems like you're a child of God. No, bitch, no, that's not your place to say something like that. I'm not here for it. So I missed the old chin bot, not the new one.
Yeah. It's an interesting process, but you know, that's just the world we live in now with Big Brother. They're kind of going their own direction at this point. All right, guys. So that's going to end our coverage of Big Brother 23. It's been a great season. Wish it was a better season, but it has been a great season with you guys. We will hopefully, maybe, possibly be back for Big Brother Celebrity. I for Brent Wagama at One Lucky Gay, I'm Bobby Goodsby at Goodsby Bobby. We'll see you guys another time.
Autumn is in the air, the pumpkins are in the patch, and our friends at Manscaped are here to make sure you don't carve your pants pumpkins when you're grooming, if you know what I'm saying. Make sure you're keeping things fresh this fall with the leaders in male grooming and their brand new 4th generation performance package. Boys, get ready for cuffing season like no other. Ready to take the leap into fall with Manscaped? Join the 2 million men worldwide using Manscaped by going to manscaped.com for 20% off and free shipping with promo code SURVIVOR.
Now listen, I have had my fair share of mishaps in the past, and going into Halloween, the guys like to dress scary, the girls like to dress inviting, and as a result, you're bound to get your pants down if you do things right. Well, you don't want a big bush down there. You want those things freshly trimmed, shaved so perfectly. Don't use a razor. Go to Manscaped. It's the only way, or you will not be getting treats, but only tricks.
It's time to bundle up with the Manscaped Performance Package 4.0. Inside this package, you'll find their Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, Weed Whacker ear and nose hair trimmer, Crop Preserver ball deodorant, Crop Reviver toner, Performance boxer briefs, and a travel bag to hold your goodies.
First off, the new Performance Package 4.0 includes the new Lawnmower 4.0. And if you're looking to cozy up this fall, this trimmer is essential.
Their 4th generation trimmer features a cutting-edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents thanks to their advanced skin-safe technology. It also gives you the ability to turn a 4,000 LED spotlight on and off when needed for a more precise shave. Plus, it's waterproof.
I hate shaving in the dark. That 4,000 LED spotlight, perfect. But the Performance Package 4.0 also includes the Weed Whacker to chop your worst weeds up top in your nose and ear. So you use the Lawnmower 4.0 for your rear, use this for your ear. This nose and hair trimmer uses a 9,000 RPM motor-powered 360-degree rotary dual-blade system to provide proprietary skin-safe technology, which helps against nicks, snags, and tugs in those delicate holes.
Seal the deal with Manscaped's liquid formulations. The Crop Preserver Ball Deodorant. Everyone knows pumpkin spice lattes and ball deodorant go hand in hand.
That's all they're talking about at Target these days. It's crazy. Then after trimming the pumpkin patch and whacking the leaves, give your balls a boost and use the Crop Reviver. Manscaped even threw in two free gifts to their Performance Package 4.0, the Manscaped Boxers and Shed Travel Bag. You see me on the road, I have the Manscaped Shed Travel Bag with me everywhere I go. Get comfy on the home and on the go this season.
So get 20% off and free shipping with the code SURVIVOR at manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping with the code SURVIVOR at manscaped.com. Make your balls a priority this fall. Choose Manscaped. Your balls will thank you.
Promo code SURVIVOR. I've been trying to cut down on carbs, sugar, and unhealthy food and realize I basically can't eat anything anymore. I mean, I used to love eating that delicious cereal, but I can't. But wait, I can, thanks to Magic Spoon.
0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, and only 4 net grams of carbs in each serving. That's only 140 calories a serving.
It's keto-friendly, gluten-free, grain-free, soy-free, and low-carb. Plus, build your own box. Available flavors to build your very own custom bundle are cocoa, fruity, frosted, peanut butter, blueberry, cinnamon, cookies and cream, and my new favorite, maple waffle.
Magic Spoon just recently brought back two super popular flavors, cookies and cream and maple waffle, just like you're talking about, Johnny, permanently. When these flavors were first introduced for a limited time, they sold out extremely quickly. You should make sure to get these again and try them for the first time. They're delicious and indulgent.
Every morning I wake up, I look into my cabinets. All I have is Magic Spoon cereal. I have all the options. And I'll do a little bit of I'll mix some cookies of cream with a little cinnamon, maybe cocoa and peanut butter. But oh man, that maple waffle just by itself is just something so spectacular. Hey, they're perfect not only for breakfast, but that guiltless midnight snack.
So go to magicspoon.com/survivor to grab a custom bundle of cereal and try it today. And be sure to use our promo code SURVIVOR at checkout to save $5 off your order. And Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked.
Remember, get your next delicious bowl of guilt-free cereal at magicspoon.com/survivor and use promo code SURVIVOR to save $5 off. And thank you to Magic Spoon for sponsoring this podcast.